everyone. So today I'm going to be doing an update about the Vanessa Guillen story. So let's get this started. So yesterday, Vanessa Guillen's family did a press conference with their attorney, and they stated that the remains found yesterday are Vanessa's, but haven't been officially identified because the medical examiner has to do that officially so it can be official. Two suspects were identified, one named Aaron Robinson, who is a soldier at Fort Hood, and according to Vanessa Guillen's family, he was the one sexually harassing Vanessa. When he found out the remains were found, he left the base. Law enforcement located him early hours of the morning. They attempted to take him to custody, but he committed suicide and shot himself in the head. The other suspect is currently in custody. She was taken into custody by Texas Rangers. Was the ex-wife of a former soldier at Fort Hood. The timeline of when Vanessa went missing has changed. April 22nd was supposed to be her day off. Vanessa was called into work at the armory where also Aaron Robinson also worked. It is believed she was killed in earlier that day in the armory room. It is believed that she was placed in a Pelican case, 3 feet long. Someone reported a male carrying a heavy Pelican case. The male was struggling, taking it out from the armory room and placed it in their vehicle in the parking lot of the armory. Around 8:30, April 22nd, the person in charge for searching for Vanessa, Tim Miller, searched an area where there was a fire pit. There were indications of a fire that the tree branches were scorched, and in the fire were the remains of a Pelican case. They were planning to come back and search the area. Again, then it rained a bit. Then a rancher working around the area discovered the remains at a shallow grave because the animals and the rain have uncovered parts of the grave, and the rancher noticed a bad odor, so he contacted authorities. The remains were cased in cement, and there were rocks on top of that. The authorities say there is evidence that the suspect purchased garden lime and plastic bags and a shovel around the time of Vanessa's disappearance. Authorities will say if all the remains are accounted for since the cement has to be removed. The second suspect, her name is Cecile Ann Aguilar. She's 22 years old, charged with a 3-degree felony. She's also known as Cecile Brown on Facebook. I'm going to be putting her social media up so you guys could take a look. And she was married to a former Fort Hood soldier, Keon Aguilar. She was dating Aaron Robinson. She had updated her relationship status June 2nd. So both of them were in a relationship together. Vanessa's family is calling for a congressional investigation into the disappearance of Vanessa and the handling of the case because the military has been doing a cover-up since the start. They were not being forthcoming to the family, and the family did not tell the family when Vanessa was missing. Her family contacted the military when they did not hear from her. It is not clear why there was no roll check the day Vanessa disappeared, which would have indicated if she was accounted for. Also, the family is proposing a bill to change the reporting and process of the military harassment. Also, there is a movement called I Am Vanessa Guillen, where soldiers are telling their stories of sexual harassment, any type of sexual abuse. There has been an update as of now that another set of remains has been found. I will keep you guys posted on the situation. Also, thank